United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Time to get you caught up on what's happening out there in the sports world. It's called out at our Daily Wires.
Bzzz.
I was stuttering there a little bit, like the buzz. It's the buzz. What's happening? The headlines. You call them headlines. We call them Daily Wires, despite having a big lead last night. I can't remember the exact lead. But Atlanta Braves led and ended up falling to the Chicago Cubs on Tuesday. Shocker. By a score of 4-3, 7:40 first pitch tonight as Bryce Elder's on the mound for the Bravos.
What bad teams do? They lose games that they are leading.
We're good at that though.
Yeah,
you can say we're good. We're good at something. The Braves are. As Diesel reminded you earlier, the Upset Picks Challenge, powered by Ingles Markets, is open in 11 minutes, 4 p.m. on the dot. Get your upset picks ready, because we're going to be rocking in about 12 minutes on the show. Just days ahead of the season opener, New York Jets right guard Vera Tucker suffered a significant arm injury in practice that could require surgery, sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. So bad news if you are a New York Jets fan. And speaking of the NFL, an 18-game NFL season that once seemed inevitable is no longer a certainty. NFL Players Association Interim Executive Director David White emphasized the importance of open communication and negotiation between the two sides.
That's one heck of a title, by the way. NFL Players Association's Interim Executive Director.
It's a mouthful, right? So he told the AP he hasn't had any conversation in length about expansion, but obviously something still to monitor. Shohei Ohtani hit his 100th home run with the LA Dodgers, but the Pittsburgh Pirates spoiled the milestone with a 9-7 win on Tuesday night. Ohtani's solo shot off prospect Bubba Chandler was the second hardest hit homer in the MLB this season. At 120 miles an hour, it was home run number 46 for Ohtani this season and the hardest hit ball of his MLB career, according to ESPN Research. Diesel, playing his 294th game with the Dodgers, he became the fastest to reach 100 home runs in team history, which is pretty good, by the way, ahead of Gary Sheffield. It took him 444 games to hit 100 with the Angels. That guy's pretty good. Pretty good baseball player.
Bubba, I'm not sure you're going to make Major League Baseball serving up meatballs like that to Shohei Ohtani.
Ooh, he's so good, man. He is so tough to stop, that's for sure. Yesterday, a home run by San Francisco Giants star Rafael Devers off Rockies pitcher Kyle Freeland led to a brawl that emptied both dugouts onto the field. Rafael Devers hit a two-run home run off Freeland in the first inning, sparking a confrontation as Devers rounded first base. Giants shortstop Willie Adames joined in, resulting in a benches-clearing brawl. Devers eventually finished his trip around the bases.
Devers basically stopped after he rounded first. Now, if you watch the live shot, you see the ball fly over the right field wall. And then you don't see what happens between home and first. You got to assume there was some jawing between the two. But Rafael Devers stops after he rounded first base and was just straight standing there yelling at him and saying some choice four-letter words. And, of course, that leads all the dugouts to empty.
In case you missed it, Cade Klubnik spoke to the media today. He did mention the way that Garrett Riley called the game on Saturday. Cade said, he put the ball in my hands in the second half. I just didn't get it done. Cade also went on to say, I didn't go get it done. I had a bad game. I didn't play like myself. His confidence, though, he still has the confidence. Cade said, I feel really confident about this team. I think this is going to be a team that is really going to have a good year. He said, I was pissed off after the game. I was upset. It took me a few days to bounce back because of the way I played. So those are some quotes there earlier today from QB1 in Clemson.
You know, we had that audio from Dabo earlier, and Dabo basically said, look, if he throws it to the right guy, if he throws it to the right read, there's a 50-yard touchdown here, there's a long touchdown there. Mm-hmm. It happens, right? Quarterbacks miss the read. They don't see what the coach sees. It's a different perspective looking at things from the eyes of a quarterback on field level versus looking at it on film after the fact. But Cade Klubnik has to be better at making those. He can't miss the wide open plays, the big play opportunities in games like that. That's how you lose.
And last one for you, the Dallas Mavericks have signed forward P.J. Washington to a four-year, $90 million contract extension, keeping him with the team through the 2029-2030 season. And those are your Daily Wires.
When we come back, Cole, it is time for the floodgates to open. Don't send them in yet. Tolos, don't jump the gun. You got to wait until 4 o'clock. And then the Upset Picks Challenge is unleashed. We'll each go through a couple of games that we're considering, make our picks as well, next on the Fan Upstate.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.